Hello, my name's Andy, I'm an addict.
Hi.
Great to be here. I'm doing a short set tonight, and I wasn't too sure what to talk about, really, but then, you know, if you're a newcomer, welcome. If you're an old-timer, thanks for sticking around, you know. And, like, you lot are a testament that this programme works, you know. That's it, that's kind of, you know... You've all stayed clean. Maybe some, you know, maybe there's a few people aren't clean, but the majority of people in here aren't using the day. How fantastic is that? And, you know, and I say this all the time because, you know, for me this is important. You know, I believe in the spiritual principle of they can't fucking sling you out, right? They can't sling you out of this program. So for a newcomer, they can't throw you out. It's just really, you know, what a wonderful program this is. I've been on this journey for about 30 years now. For those who don't know me, and a lot of you do, like, but I was in for seven, out for four, and I'm coming up for 18 years now. I don't know, but you can do better than that. Just nearly 18 years, God. Wouldn't like to say if I was only 3 months clean. You like that, didn't you? Tight, tight. But
well done.
And that just goes to show you it takes effort to be generous. So quite a few of you are still quite mean-spirited and churlish. There's plenty of time, day at a time, you know. Phone your sponsor. What can I say? I'm really grateful to be part of this fellowship. It saves my bacon on a daily basis. And, you know... I haven't got a clue what I'm going to say, but I am grateful to, you know, the people in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I just come, like, a couple of weeks ago, came back from Croatia. That was a fantastic experience. And I've been out there 9 times now. And I was saying to Charlie over there, you know, it'd be my 10th convention next year if I live that long, you know what I mean? And because I could pop off any fucking time, really. Like, I'm at that age, you know. Well, you know, Lemmy, 68, you know what I mean? And I'm 68. I know I don't look it. But it's, I could go any fucking moment. But, you know, hopefully, not to be too kind of dark about it. You know, next year I'm going to Croatia, all right? Does that make you fucking feel happier? I'm going to Croatia and I should get my, you know, like, 3 little gold stars. But it's great out there. But they do really hard recovery over there. You know, 1 person in a meeting, 2 person in a meeting in a little village, you know, sitting there year in, year out. You know, how blessed are we, you know, to have these meetings here in London. It's fantastic in London. And it's, you know, and for me it is about quantity, not quality. You know, I'm just like that. Because I just like being in a meeting. I don't care if it's shit, good, bad or indifferent. As long as I'm in a meeting, you know, I'll always find someone there. You know, I'll always connect with, you know, I always get something out of a meeting. I love a meeting, you know. And I'm retired now. And so I've got plenty of time for meetings, you know. Get up in the morning, you know, go to bed about 3 o'clock, get up about 10:30, 11 o'clock, you know, have a cup of coffee, go down the caf, read the paper, you know, stroll down to a meeting, lovely jubbly, you know. It's easy. You know, I think people work too long. You know, don't get me started, though. I don't think work is all it's cracked up to be. Yeah. I think you should all be on a 3-day working week, you know what I mean? But on the same money that you're getting now. Move over Jeremy Corbyn. But yeah... It's too serious to be serious. I do take this really seriously, this gear. You know, I love the fellowship, you know, because I remember, like, somebody saying, you know, I really love NA. And that was when I first come round about 30 years ago. And he said, I really love NA. And I thought, you twat. You know, because it's just not cool to love things when you first come in. You kind of got your churlish, you're all armoured up. You know, you just stop using. You know, you're in a different place. I'm in a different place now. Everything's all kind of quite easy now as a result of remaining in this process. You know, I've done the steps, I've got a sponsor, I sponsor people. And all I can say about what I've kind of learned from this and what this program's given me is, you know, that I'm either in a place of, you know, I'm either in a place of harmony or I'm in a place of conflict. You know, and I kind of veer for the conflict. No, I'm joking. I veer for the harmony. You know, I just like harmony, and I have quite sharp words with myself. You know, but I do talk to myself quite decently now. You know, I remember when I was using, I quite loathed myself. I'd look in the mirror and I'd hate myself. I hate what I saw. You know, and I would swear at myself, and it wasn't nice. Just for today reading was about relationships, and I have really good relationships now. I live in Clapham, right? Nice place to live, you know. But when I was using, and I was sharing this today, I used to walk around with a big black coat. It was a big poacher's coat, had about 20 pockets in it. You could get a fun. You know, I try not to swear. I am from South London, so if I do, please forgive me. But you know, in that coat, you know, you could get a little mini miner in that. You know, you could nick anything. You know, you just go in and, you know, it was, you know, and I used to just go around Clapham nicking bacon, and I had a pair of bolt crops around my neck on a chain, and I used to nick bicycles. And if anybody ever had a bicycle on a wire, you know, I'd blame them for not getting a proper lock. You know, I think you mug, you know. Fancy, you know, leaving that lovely bike on a wire, you know. And that's what I did, used to nick bicycles. You know, I've done a bit of high-end crime and dealing, and, you know, I made a few bob ducking and diving and that, but I never managed to keep it. You know, I spunked it all on drink and drugs, really. So, I don't know where I was going with that. But, oh, yeah, Clapham. It's nice living in Clapham now. I like living in Clapham. It's just nice. It's just, you know, like I walk around, I'm like the lord of the manor there. Good morning, oh, hello, how are you? And, oh, good afternoon. You know, I call the doctor by his first name, Jerry. I go, all right, Jerry, you know. He goes, all right, Andy. You know what I mean? We're all mates. We're all mates in Clapham now. And no joking, there was this... this Asian guy had a shop there, and it's not there anymore. It's just under the bridge as you come out of Clapham North Tube Station. You come out, and there was a big supermarket, 24-hour supermarket. And I used to go in there and nick booze out of his shop and shit like that. And then I never made amends to him. I'll let you know I didn't. But he closed down before I could, basically. But I remember being just walking down Clapham, and I was outside his shop. And I was just going to cross the road, and three mates of mine from NA jumped me, you know, messing around. And they sort of got me round the neck and started messing with me. And these four Asian geezers come running out of the shops with clubs, and they were going to weigh them in. It was just really... they were protecting me. It's just, you know, like... It's just so, you know, and it is like that in Clapham. Like, you know, like I know the bloke in the haberdasher store. I try and be nice to the people at the tube station. They all know me. It's kind of like that. It's kind of, life is much easier now. Whereas I was always in a state of conflict all the time. And I suppose, you know, like, by remaining in the process, and I don't believe this stuff works, you know, I don't think this stuff just works in isolation. You can't just go down, you know, like, I'm an atheist, right? Don't believe in God. That's all right. Good orderly direction, get off drugs, you know. And I, you know, and I share this all the time. You know, I don't believe in God, yet I do stand in the kitchen talking to myself, you know. And I'm quite grateful in the kitchen. I go, thank you very much, you know, thanks for a nice day and all that. I don't know what I'm talking to, but I kind of talk to myself, and that's enough for me, you know. And, so this, you know, I've kind of lost my way a bit. I think I've got time for a bit of coffee. It's right, we're not going anywhere, are we? Right, just hang on. It's all very relaxed here, isn't it, mate? Doesn't matter, does it, if I've forgotten? Doesn't, though, does it? Yeah. I'm not getting paid, so fuck it. Now, if this was a paid gig, oh, I'd be worried. All these stony faces there. No, but it's nice to chill. I could just not say anything for the next 10 minutes. That'd be good enough, wouldn't it, eh? There's a few of you who agree with that as well. We're not even 5 minutes. I've got 7 minutes. I can see the clock. I wrote all this afternoon. But yeah, but none of this stuff works in isolation. You know, none of this stuff works in isolation. You know, I can't, you know, like, I just can't get down and get on my knees or meditate. That won't keep me clean. I can't just do the step work. That won't keep me clean. I can't just have a sponsor. That won't keep me clean. You know, I can't do the, you know, step work. That won't keep me clean. You know, I can't sponsor people. That won't just keep me if I do it all in isolation. I have to do the whole schmear. You know, I'm really involved in this program. You know, I do service. I, you know, I must have spent 14 to 15 years going up and down, you know, to Wandsworth Prison, taking a meeting there. You know, I've taken meetings. I've been, you know, a secretary. I've done stuff at Area. I've done a lot of, you know, I've done a lot of service. I'm sort of part of this. You know, and I feel really relaxed in this fellowship. You know, what are you all going to do? Rush forward and eat me? I don't know. Nothing. It's pretty safe in here, isn't it? It's pretty, you know, Leo, I know him. It's James there took me to my first meeting. That was his first failure. I was his failed. He failed first time. It's all right. Kept coming back though, without the amps and the decks and the writ, and it worked. You know. Yeah, me and him used to go shoplifting. Shit stirring, shoplifting. Yeah, so yeah, right, dodgy geezer. He's not, you know, he wasn't, Alan. But it doesn't work in isolation. You've got to do the whole lot, haven't you? You've got to go to the meetings, you've got to sponsor people, get a kind of a notion of a higher power, whatever that is, do your step work. You can imagine, it's great, isn't it? We've all done it. Put your hands up who's done their steps. Come on. Yeah, well, is that all? Is that all? About 20 of the people have to put their hands. You've done your steps, haven't you? Fuck this. It's getting weird now, isn't it? Getting to the nitty gritty now. No wonder you keep coming back. Whoa, 6 months. Well, I've done my steps, haven't I?
Well done,
Andy. Oh, no, thank you very much. But it just works because it. Everything works. It kind of, you've got this, I have this sort of symbiotic relationship with NA. It's great, you know, I love a meeting, you know, love a little kind of try and meditate, do a bit of writing, take me inventory. I'm good at taking my own inventory now, you know, I'm good at taking other people's, but I'm good at taking my own. You know, I sponsor people, I've got a wonderful sponsor. No, I try and phone, and also, and I'll kind of end on this now. How long have I got? 2 minutes. It's not what it says on that clock over there. Time doesn't exist anyway, does it, really? It's not 2016, that's all nonsense. It's not June. It's, you know, it's July. Just checking. I told you, time doesn't exist, though. You know what I mean? But it's, you know, I don't know. I don't know if you've got anything for joy. I suppose joy. Yeah, I'm a joyful. I'm a very happy, and I'm a grateful addict. You know, it is too serious to be serious. You know. You know, if I start thanking people, you know, there's people in here I can just go around and thank, you know, that have been part of my journey. Because without them, you know, my life would be pretty empty, you know. Like Benny, like I've known him for years. God, we've kind of done bits and pieces together. But it works. It all kind of, you know, he's not round my house every day. You know, I might not see him from month to month. You know, but it's always nice just to see him, you know, like he's still here, you know, like it's great. James, you know, it's just, it all works, you know, just get involved. This stuff really works, you know. If you're a newcomer, just keep coming back. And I will finish on this, you know, you're going to stop using whether you like it or not. Yeah? It says it, you know, like you're either going to end up in a nick, you're either going to end up in a treatment centre, or you're going to end up in a box. You know, so you're going to stop using whether you like it or not. So you might as well fucking start today, eh? You know, why hang about? Why wait for the inevitable, eh? Our prisons are very full at the moment. But yeah, well, thanks for listening. I'll be handy. Thank you very much.